This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
News, talk, cards at 104.1 FM starting March 24th. Set your preset now.
Hour two and final hour for today. We're done at 11:50 ahead of Cardinals baseball spring training ball against the Astros, 12:05 first pitch, and we will lead you into that today. Good thing you are with us. Good for you. This is our last day that we are starting at 10 o'clock. On Monday, our show will begin at 9. We're going to go 9 to noon on 104.1 FM. We'll still be on 1120. Don't worry. If you insist on listening on 1120, you can. But 104.1 FM.
1120 will be, is awesome.
It
AM is awesome.
It AM is great. Let's it is great.
Mix it up.
And in a natural disaster, it's wonderful because it'll still be around.
Or an unnatural. And you
can hear unnatural disaster.
And you can hear it in like 47 states.
Yeah.
Well, on the Odyssey app, you can hear it on every continent.
Well, that's true.
But 104.1 FM, it's going to sound great. Scott
AM
Jagoff
is
from
there
the KMOX Newsroom.
Disasters.
For disasters.
Yes. Yeah. Someone the 104.1 signal will be great, because it's going to sound really good.
Cardinals baseball is going to sound pretty awesome on FM.
Sports
oh my
on
gosh.
FM sounds so good.
So good.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Scott Jagow from the KMOX Newsroom. What you got, man?
Well, let's see. This week, I went to a new place for Roaming St. Louis. It just opened a week ago. It's called Robin, and is at the corner of Manchester and Southwest, right next to Schlafly Bottle Works.
Mm-hmm.
Acero, right next to that. It's brand new, and it's Midwest cuisine.
What
is Midwest cuisine?
Yes, is Midwest cuisine?
Hot dogs on slices of white bread.
Doritos? I don't know.
Doritos.
I love this question, though. I asked Megan and Brad this morning, you know, what is Midwest cuisine to you? And they each had different answers. I think one was fat, and the other was meat.
So, and blending those, mine would be like casseroles with cornflakes on top.
Casseroles was, Alec is the chef and owner of Robin, and Alec Shingle, and he said casseroles are really popular, but everyone has a different take on them. So in the upper Midwest, they don't call it a casserole, they call it a hot dish. So he makes a hot dish.
That was Ranji's nickname.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Hot dish. Oh, here comes.
You mean he called himself that?
Yes.
Hot dish
yes.
Ranj.
Hot dish
That's what they used to say.
And I just called him casserole Ranj.
Yeah, that's good. The other dish that he described was something about that his grandmother made and in the Midwest, and it was called clobbered cream. You know this term?
No. Okay. I've heard of the British clotted cream.
No, this is basically sour cream. It's sour.
Oh,
it's just the different way they make it, but it's the same idea. The whole concept here is that there aren't that many restaurants here that have this, you know, what you would call Midwest cuisine, because they're really hard to describe. Yeah. But he went all the way to Belgium to learn how to
make Midwestern food.
Yes, yes. He went to an area, the Flemish part of Belgium, and it's not known for, you know, it's not known internationally, you'd think, Belgian food. But I have it on good authority from someone who has lived there, who describes that area as some of the best food in the world. And he studied there for free for 3 months under a really high profile chef and learned a lot. And now he's bringing it back to St. Louis, where he's from, and opening this restaurant called Robin.
Wow.
Cool.
So wait, you have it from a Flemish friend?
I have it from someone.
Because I like that there's secrecy around your Flemish friend. Like, listen, I would tell you who this guy is, but I can't do it.
Did I say it was a guy?
No, could be a Flemish lady.
Oh, hello.
It's someone who lives in St. Louis right now, who I see quite often.
So,
oh.
Anyway.
Let me, why do we need to go to Belgium to
We don't know.
But then how does...
have the opportunity to study under a European...
So it's not like not like a bunch of Belgian dishes.
No, okay. It's Midwest cuisine, remember?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but that's
you made
you
it sound like the clobbered cream was from Belgium.
No, like, I really need to get to the bottom of this Midwestern
you
food.
You guys aren't listening.
I will go to Belgium to
Matt
learn.
Matt, you couldn't follow that story either. It sounded like...
Everyone followed it except you two.
No. It could be an us problem.
I got a little distracted with hot dish ranch.
Yeah, you did.
I think you started it, though. That's okay. A fun place, though. Sounds fun.
So, can you give us a hint of what's on the menu? And I know clobbered cream is like sour cream now, but you don't order it by like solo. It goes with a dish.
Well, my recommendation is that you use Google, go to their website.
Well,
I only know what he told me about. I did
robinrestaurant.com.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought... Well, this is why we have you on. You're the Google right now.
But I'm not a restaurant critic. I have not sat down and eaten at this place. I just went there to talk about it with the chef and owner. That's all I know. So I am still going to get a chance to explore it through my stomach.
So it looks like they do a course menu.
Yes, that's four course. That's, yes.
Okay.
And it's very intimate setting. Very not that many tables. It used to, I guess, be. What's that place?
The Benevolent King?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, by ZB Market and Achero.
Yes.
Right there, that main stretch of Maplewood.
Right. It's a great spot.
Yeah, really good spot. The Benevolent King was a Ben Paremba restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You had some thoughts on pizza?
I always have thoughts on pizza.
And it's good that you have thoughts on pizza, because we are unveiling our Mott's Madness tournament bracket today.
I like that it's Mott's Madness and not... Provel Madness, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
let's slow down on Provel.
I love when Jimmy Kimmel said, now this is Jimmy Kimmel, and he was defended. Emo's and St. Louis style pizza was defended by Jason Tatum, but Jimmy Kimmel said the first time he had Emo's, he thought he had left the plastic on when he cooked the pizza. Because of the Provel cheese.
Oh, so it was the interview with Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown. Oh, yeah. And Jason Tatum. Right. But Jimmy Kimmel said, I thought I left the plastic on because of the cheese on the Emo's pizza. And Sterling K. Brown did say, which is right, you got to let it cool a little bit. Emo's.
So
let it cool a little bit.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So I'm speechless. I don't talk about Provel. It's just me. I don't want to bash it. I don't want to. I just don't.
Well,
I can't
it's too
stand
late.
It. It's, I can't.
You're,
stand
you, I don't want to bash it.
Okay.
I just can't stand
it's just me,
it.
Though.
That's what
he can
just...
say. But he can say I can't stand it and move on. That's not bashing.
I don't want. Yeah, I'm not bashing it. Anyway, I see you have some chains here in like the 15, 16.
Well,
yeah, we have not released a bracket yet.
It's pizza that could be that you can get in St. Louis, and so we did a field of 64. So we even did we put Sbarro's on our list.
Oh, I don't know if Sbarro's made the tournament this year.
It got cut.
It did get cut.
Didn't make it past the first four.
There were a lot of tournaments, a lot of places that we had to choose from. We had some submissions from listeners.
You know, there's actually good pizza joints in town.
There are. Yeah.
What are some of your favorites? Okay, you don't have to commit, but just
I know. I have a list. I'm a big pizza person, so I have one of my go-tos is Pizza A Go-Go. I really like their
pizza. I've never it's been very to consistent. Pizza A Go-Go.
It's very good.
Pizza A Go-Go may or may not have made the tournament this
it did.
Year.
I
You'll
see
have
it.
To find... Oh, come on, Scott. We're doing the bracket next.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Well, you're one of those people who spoils it on Twitter.
I'm sure
before
my
the...
choices will be on here, okay?
Before the bracket reveal.
I also like Pizzeria de Gloria. On the
yep.
hill.
Yep.
That also may or may
new,
not be in the tournament.
Fairly new.
We don't know. No one knows.
Union Loafers is
Union Loafers is so good.
I've heard things.
You've heard things.
Oh my gosh.
Pizzoli and Soulard is pretty good. I had Peel the other day.
Yep.
They were actually pretty good.
I like Peel. It's a like a brewery too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They have Clayton and Illinois as well.
Yep.
So those are some that come to mind.
Katie's Pizza. It's good.
Katie's
Pizza.
So we are going to unveil our bracket. The selection show is coming up here next, Scott. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Roaming St. Louis, three good things this weekend. You got a chat with Stu Mack?
Yes. We did songwriting last week, and this week we're doing songwriting. It's part two of our conversation. So, this time we're going into songs that we like, specific lyrics. So you'll get to hear little snippets of the craft of songwriting through people like Lucinda Williams and John Prine and Johnny Cash. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's a good segment.
Can you imagine writing the lyrics? Some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Can you imagine the rest of the Steve Miller Band? Like, what are you talking about?
Steve Miller Band?
No
Don't
one,
like it.
Steve, no? I bet the band was like, Steve no one band, calls you Maurice. No one calls you the gangster of love.
That song and the one where he's singing about all the places he's gone.
I like the song about
Steve
the
Steve Miller
nicknames.
Band does nothing
I like Fly Like an Eagle?
Nothing.
I like Steve Miller. I do too. I love the Steve Miller Band. I just can't imagine the rest of the band members going, Steve, no one calls you Maurice.
Steve Miller sucks.
Oh my gosh.
Sucks. I had a significant other who hated Steve Miller and
so
the Eagles.
Bad.
Those were the two.
That's dumb. Eagles are
I don't
great.
Know. I could see the Eagles.
Nah, Eagles.
Because they're
are...
just overplayed, but Steve Miller, I
like
don't know.
Steve Miller.
I remember bad. From my college days, like it would be cranked from the dorm room. You could hear it from 2 miles away. It was awesome.
That song should have been Listen to the Eagles instead of us because we're terrible. That should have been their song.
Gosh, this guy.
Jet
what a
airliner.
Boob.
See, this song sucks.
Oh, this is a great song.
I love the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, like this isn't Damn. Overplayed.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Scott Jagow, we love you. Sunday, three good things, Roaming St. Louis, chat with Stu Mack.
Sunday morning.
Our guy. We will unveil the brackets of our Mott's Madness tournament. The best pizza in St. Louis. The tournament next.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
It's tournament time, and what we always do during tournament time, and no other show in the country does this, but we come up with a tournament of our own. We had Best Sandwiches in St. Louis tournament, which became a scandal.
The Sandwich Scandal.
Well, last year we did the most St. Louis-y things in the Field of 6440 tournament. Which was, I think, brilliant and a whole lot of fun. This year, we decided to go with pizza, Amy.
We did.
So our tournament bracket has been revealed. If you are watching us on Facebook, are we going to be able to put it up? Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you can watch us anyway. It doesn't matter. We are going to allow you, and this is how we're going to whittle down our tournament and get to a champion of the best pizza place in St. Louis, in the area.
Yep.
It could be on the east side. It can be in St. Peter, St. Charles, Wentzville, whatever. You will vote on Twitter, at ChrisAmyKMOX.
And it is our Mott's Madness.
Mott's Madness.
Get it? Mozzarella.
Mott's
Madness. Well, of course you get it. You came up with it.
Oh,
old hot,
totally.
Old hot dish
what
over there.
What if I had forgotten? It's possible that I would forget.
Yes, he has a very short memory.
It's kind of a problem.
I know. Sometimes I'm actually concerned
about
for
me?
It. Yeah.
I'll get it checked out. All right. Well, as you can imagine, our number one seed overall in the pepperoni division is Emo's Pizza.
Emo's Pizza.
Yeah, Emo's will face the 16 seed Little Caesars.
Well, that is definitely an SIUE Houston matchup.
I know. Well,
that's a tough one.
Little Caesars ain't bad.
Well, neither is SIUE. I'm just saying that's a big one. Can I reveal the sausage division? The sausage division. So that was Emo's is our number one seed in the pepperoni division. In the sausage division, the number one seed is Union Loafers.
Union Loafers?
Union Loafers.
Wow.
I have a loaf of Union Loafers bread in my kitchen right now. Union Loafers pizza is delicious. They're going up against number 16 seed Papa John's.
Oh, Papa John's. That's a tough matchup for them. Yeah. How about the mushroom division?
Yep.
We mentioned the number one seed Katie's Pizza and Pasta.
Yeah.
They will face the 16 seed Domino's.
Wow. Well, I don't want to say I know who's going to win this.
I think we know who's going to win that.
The pineapple and ham division, which should have been called the Hawaiian division, really.
Yeah.
But the pineapple and ham division, number one seed Dewey's Pizza.
Wow.
The Dr. Dre pizza at Dewey's is so good. It's so good. There's no red sauce on it.
Oh,
it's
that's
really
interesting.
Good. And you dip it in ranch. Oh, my gosh. So number one seed Dewey's is going up against number 16 seed Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese is a 16?
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
That's ridiculous.
Is a 16 seed.
Chuck E. Cheese at 16?
What do you think?
They have a mechanical band.
Charles Entertainment.
How are you a 16
cheese?
Seed?
What
with
do you
a
want him to be? 8?
Nobody drums like that gorilla.
The gorilla's gone. That was showbiz.
The gorilla's gone?
The gorilla was showbiz. It's all rats now at Charles Entertainment Cheese.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder they're a 16 seed now. That's exactly where they belong. Those are the divisions, the pepperoni division, sausage, the mushroom region, and the pineapple and ham region. But there are a lot of really great pizza places on here.
I'm surprised in the pepperoni division, Blackthorn is a number 8. I would have thought it would have been higher.
Blackthorn, I've heard, is good. I have not had it for myself.
Super deep dish.
Oh,
you have to order
I'm
and wait
that.
Like 45 minutes because it's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the pepperoni division, the side project versus that's the 7 seed versus a 10 seed Filoni's. I feel like it's kind of a low seed for Filoni's.
It is.
They are very good. Fortell's.
Mm-hmm. The Pizza Den.
They are the 5 seed against the 12 seed Mazio's. Mazio's?
Okay.
I am not familiar with Mazio's, but Fortell's, I've heard lots of great things about
them. I have a question about this Sam's Pizza.
Okay.
Is it Sam's like Costco? Because Costco has great pizza, and I don't think Costco is on the list. Or is Sam's a small
Sam's
restaurant?
Okay, well, Sam's was a submission from a couple of listeners we had who suggested Sam's
Pizza. But is Sam's a small restaurant, or is it Sam's like Costco Sam's?
Yep.
It's not like Costco.
Because I will say, Costco pizza is really good.
Well, they got a tough draw. Sam's is the 12 seed in the mushroom region. They go against Motortown.
Oh,
Motortown does like that Detroit style, which, by the way, I like Detroit style pizza. I can really get down with it.
You know what? Detroit style pizza is really good, and I was turned on to Detroit style pizza about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize it was a thing, and it is so good. What do you think about? I think we know, but number 2 seed Guido's in the pepperoni division.
Yeah, Guido's on the Hill.
Guido's on the Hill is up against the Hut, Pizza Hut. You can't out pizza the Hut, they say. I think Guido's might.
I think the question we probably need to ask here is which of these national chains is going to make a run?
That's a great
so
question.
So you have Little Caesars against Emo's. That is the 1-16 game. That one's difficult. Jets is a 4 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Jets is a national chain, or I don't know if it's all the way around the country, but it is in a lot of different regions. They face a 13 seed Pointers. You mentioned Guido's and Pizza Hut. We also told you about Union Loafers, the 1 seed versus a 16 seed. Papa John's.
Domino's.
Domino's
they're not
versus Katie's. Nah, they're not going to beat Katie's Pizza. those are some of the, I think, really the only chains that we have in the tournament.
Cecil Whitaker's is local, right?
Cecil Whitaker, local. They are local. Pantera's Pizza is a 2-seed versus the 15-seed Alfonso's, which is over on the Illinois side.
Isn't Mellow Mushroom a chain?
I don't know.
It's good, though.
Well, you know, there's only one way to vote, and you can't get mad at us because the results are all on you.
All your fault.
It's
no
all your
what.
Fault, the listener. So go to our Twitter account, at Chris Amy, KMOX, at Chris Amy, KMOX. You'll be able to vote for the first round starting today. And then we will do it as the days go on. All right? So good luck to you. Enjoy the Mott's Madness tournament, and we will keep you updated on the results.
Jackson will just dribble it out, and the Valley will run deep for at least one more game. As the Drake Bulldogs, the 11 seed, knock off the 6 seed, Missouri, 67-57.
In the NCAA tournament, and the highlight courtesy of True TV, Drake of the Missouri Valley Conference was the best team in the conference this year, beats Mizzou. So Mizzou is out of the tournament. We have SIUE being beaten yesterday as well. They are out of the tournament. The Fighting Illini will play tonight. 8:45 is their game. They go against Xavier, and we've got our guy Mike Claiborne joining us as we are less than a week away from spring training. A lot of sports are going on right now, Claibs.
Yeah, you think about what's going on in spring training. You have the tournament. The Blues are fighting for a playoff spot. Yep. NBA playoffs are just around the corner. Yeah, this is a fun time of the year. You know, the Masters is up in the month of April, so one of my favorite times.
Claib, since we just played that Mizzou clip, Mizzou getting knocked out by Drake, were you surprised? Were you expecting Mizzou to push forward a little bit further in the tournament, or did you see Drake as being a massive obstacle?
Well, you know, I was one of the few that thought that Missouri would handle Drake. John Rooney and I had this conversation a couple of days ago about, you know, he'd seen Drake, and I'd seen him, but I didn't think they could handle Missouri. Yeah, I didn't think they could score. But when you look back, I mean, basketball is just not something we're good at in the state of Missouri. I mean, we've never won.
That's so sad.
We've never won. A national championship, never been to a Final Four. And this goes over generations, okay? This isn't like one coach who couldn't win the big one. This is just who we are. Whether it's Missouri, whether it's St. Louis U. I mean, Illinois has been to the Final Four before, but we've never won anything.
You know, okay.
And, you know, you just kind of like shrug your shoulders and just say, okay, I know it's going to happen. Just let me know when.
You know, I've never heard anyone put it that way, that the state of Missouri is just not very good at basketball.
It's a real defeatist attitude.
I mean, you're right.
Now, on the other side of the coin, we're really good at high school basketball. Like, Incarnate Word won another championship last night. So we have that figured out. It's just grades 12 and beyond we just can't figure out.
I would like us to be better at grades 12 and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, I guess grade 13.
I always told my students, never trust any adult who peaked in high school.
That's
you do
right.
not want to peak in high school.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, it's something that it's frustrating because, you know, you watch the game and you're saying, man, why aren't they doing this and what? And, you know, as a coach, you can only do so much. I mean, you know, they obviously had a game plan. They knew what Drake was going to do. But, you know, you can single out half a dozen things on why they didn't win. But, you know, but it's one of those things that I'm used to it. I don't really get excited or upset at it.
Yeah.
And you know what else? That game could have been a whole lot worse, too, late, because they were, you know, Drake was up like 10, 12, and they were still, they were missing free throws.
They cut it to one.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't get it going after that. And, you know, you just said, well, here we go. You know, and whether it's the first round, well, we wouldn't know what Final Four looks like, but you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's all has kind of run together, And like I said, it's frustrating, disappointing. You know, and SLU has been the same way. I mean, they reached the NIT finals a couple of times, and they won the NIT in 1948. None of us were around for that one. But
that's when the NIT was the big one.
Yeah, that was when they were hot stuff, and now it's just, you know, just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, well, I don't even say we'll get them next year. I just say, let's just, whatever.
Whatever.
Claims.
I just say, you know, whatever.
I'm entertained by the game. Don't get me wrong. I like the play. I like what they do, and some nights they're really good. But at the end, didn't we all sign up to one day be part of a championship? I mean, kind of like the end goal.
Well, hey, when you
and when you don't, and I don't expect you to win in every year, just win one year.
I like Ron. I think using that tagline of whatever, it should be the Chicago White Sox. Whatever.
Like, well, that's their perpetual slogan.
That's what I'm thinking of with the whatever.
But I think, you know, if you're Mizzou, you're in the SEC, you've got, you know, you've had years in the past, maybe it's been sort of distant, where you're a legit Elite Eight Final Four contending team. You should be in a national title conversation at some point, maybe not the favorite, but at least in that conversation. If Illinois can get to a championship game, I mean, again, 20 years ago, still, both of these teams should be able every now and then to compete for a title.
Yeah, I think just tell you how hard it is to get that far. There's a lot of schools that share the winless title, like SLU and St. Louis, Mizzou do, who've never been there. So it's not like, you know, you're picking on just one school or two schools. There's a lot of schools that say, yeah, you know, we haven't been there either. But because they're in our backyard, we're more familiar with them. And, you know, you want them to do better. I don't think there's anyone that doesn't want them to do better. But, man, when it happens and they go home, you're just like, well, okay. You know, you knew it was going to happen at some point. And you know, you think about the great players. And we've had some really good coaches who come through here. And it's always something. And last night it was something else.
Well, Klabes, first of all, before we move on to baseball, because that's the thing that's about to happen here very soon, a listener wanted to remind us that the St. Louis Hawks won an NBA title in 1958. So that's good.
Yeah, but I thought the subject was college basketball.
It is. Well, you said after 12th grade.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if he wants to own, hey, listen, take it. It was Bob Pitt scored 50 in Game 7.
All right, so let's do this, Klabes. We are less than a week away from the opener. The Cardinals will open on next Thursday, and we're going to have a whole day of broadcasting going on. So, as we are 6 days away from that, how you feeling?
I feel better than I did a week ago. The reason why I say that is the team is starting to come together. You know, the pitching has been solid. We've had some guys start to swing the bat a little bit better. We're seeing more consistent lineups. So I'm feeling better about our direction. Now, there's still work to do, and I'm, you know, we have these last few games that you want to kind of keep things refined. There's still a couple of roster issues you want to address. But I feel better than maybe a week and a half ago, where I was just like, okay, what are we doing here? Because no one was hitting. We weren't hitting in situations. The pitching's been consistent. You know, it's good until you bring in the minor league guys, and we expect that. And I think I shared that with you all before, that when you get to a certain part in the game and you start running the minor league guys out there, and they're just not as good, and just, quite frankly, they're just not ready. So the games get slower, get sloppier, but we've been playing our regulars a lot more, and the games have been very good. So I feel good. I like what Wilson Contreras is continuing to do. Alec Burleson swinging the bat better. Mason Wynn, he's nursing a wrist injury, but he'll be ready to go for opening day. And then you have some other people that are starting to kind of catch everyone's eye. Victor Scott II is doing well, staying consistent. That's going to be a tough decision to make on who's going to play center field because, you know, you have this log jam in the outfield and at second base. So how Ollie manages that, well, that's why he's a manager and I'm not. So I think in his case, it'd be more matchup situations against certain pitchers that they feel like they can have more of a win for. But that's why he is who he is, and yeah, I respect his decisions. I may not always agree with him, but he'll give me a reason on why he went with it. He's not a guy that is insulted or just disappointed that you might question why he did it. He'll give you a good answer, and then you can say, okay, I get it. And then there are times where we would disagree, and he'd say, you're almost right. You know, but so we have fun with it. So I'm looking forward to watching them manage that roster.
All right, Klabes, a week from yesterday is the opener. The Cardinals play the Twins at home. And you and I, starting next week, next Friday, will be part of the Gas House Gang, our sports show that goes 12 to 1 every day. We'll have a series of co-hosts with me, Tom Ackerman, Bernie Miklas, you. So we are looking forward to that. So 12 to 1 starting next week, the Gas House Gang here on KMOX. We'll talk to you, first of all, opening day, Klabes, and then again on Friday.
Can't wait. It's going to be a great week. I'm looking forward to having good weather and seeing a lot of Cardinal fans come out. And I would just say to everybody, give it a chance. I didn't see anything that was glaring. And I'll ask you guys this question before we get off. As you look at free agency, and I know people say, well, you know, you didn't spend any money. Aside from a person like Juan Soto or Corbin Burns, where you weren't going to spend that kind of money, who would you have liked to have had to be on this team right now? This offseason, because it was kind of thin with regard to teams that can help, players that can help you. So who would you like to have? And let's give it a chance and see where it goes.
All right, Klabes, it's a good question to ask. I think most people thought they were going to subtract more than they did as opposed to add. So that might be the answer, but it's a good question, and we're going to be paying attention. So we'll talk to you next week, Klabes. Thanks again.
Nope.
The cell phone monster. Got Mike Claiborne, part of the Cardinals broadcast team. Again, there is a game today. We go for another few minutes here, and then they play the Astros at 12:05. You'll hear some spring training baseball. A couple of things to get out of the way. First of all, one more ticket, one more pair of tickets to see live and
Collective Soul.
That's right. Collective Soul, July 17th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We need caller number
6
to the contest line at 955-1120, 955-1120. That's a 314 number. So this is our final pair of tickets to give away for that.
Very exciting. And the next time you hear us, it will be.
Well, hold on. We have one more thing to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you're always so out of order. You're out of order. We need to tell you about the first pitch breakfast.
Okay.
And Kegs and Eggs, opening day. That is Thursday of next week. We are inside Ballpark Village at Cardinals Nation this time, usually out on the street. But this time around, we have to do it indoors. We don't have to. We are doing it indoors at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. I don't think there are any. There might be some tickets left for Kegs and Eggs. You can look into it at KMOX.com/events. But prior to that, there are tables still available for purchase for the first pitch breakfast. It goes from 8 until 10:30. Vince Coleman will be there telling stories off the air. So
that's the thing, that's very important. Buy a table, go to the first pitch breakfast. Then when you're done, go tailgate and listen to the broadcasted Kegs and Eggs.
Yep.
But the first pitch breakfast, the only way to hear Vince Coleman stories is to be there. Buy a ticket.
And you can purchase tables for 2, 4, 6, I believe 5 and 8. I mean, there are all kinds of options for you. And there are still tables available. Right now, there is a 20% discount. So that will be if you go to KMOX.com/events and you type in the code KMOX. Yep. Then you will you'll get that nice little 20% discount.
Plus,
you get bottomless mimosas,
yeah.
Budweiser, food. There's food that is part of this.
And 2 tickets to Saturday's game.
That's right. The Cardinals will play
Saturday
afternoon against the Twins. You get a pair of tickets for that, too. So it's a really great deal. KMOX.com/events. Don't forget the promo code KMOX. And this is for the first pitch breakfast with Vince Coleman, hosted by Tom Ackerman. That will be really, really cool.
A lot of fun. And now, the cool thing that we get to say, which is the very next time. The next time you listen to the Chris and Amy Show, one, it will start at 9 a.m.
Yeah, you got to get up earlier.
Two, it will be on 104.1 FM. KMOX is making the switch. They're pulling the switch. That's right.
That's right.
To 104.
It's more of a lever.
FM. It's a lever.
Is it a lever?
Lever. Lever.
Okay.
Anyway, we're very excited about it. It's the switch happens at midnight, right?
Yeah, Sunday night into Monday. So if you tune in at 11.
I kind of want to tune in.
I do too.
Because I feel like it's going to be like Y2K.
It's like the ball dropping in
it is.
New York.
100 years. It took 100 years for us to get on FM, but we're finally there.
Yeah, there was a side signal or something. There was like KMOX FM,
that
but it's not the
count.
Same.
It's not the same.
The full, yeah, the station.
Yep.
This station will be on 104.1 FM on Monday.
And next time you listen to us, we will be on FM. We will be on 9 a.m. to noon.
That's right.
And then Chris Ranji will be the host of the Gas House Gang from noon to 1.
12 to 1. We're going to have all kinds of people involved. Tom Ackerman, Mike Claiborne, Bernie Miklas, so on and so forth. John Rooney. It's going to be awesome. We hope you listen in. So, as Amy said, 9 to noon on Monday, the Chris and Amy Show will be with you. Anything you missed is on the Odyssey app right now. We love you. Have a great weekend.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.